This talk is on amortizing a 30-year mortgage, finding the monthly payment or the annual payment using guess and check. I'm doing that because it's part of a process of immersing you in the amortization process, because I think you can get a lot of insight by playing around with the amortization process in mortgages. So bear with me on this. Some of you may know a lot about amortization already, but again, bear with me. Okay, so what I've set up here is a spreadsheet, and let me take you on a tour of it. First, I have an interest rate, which I put at zero. I could put another number in there, and I will shortly. And then I have a payment, which is the annual payment that the borrower will make, and I set that at $3,000. I'll explain that in a minute. Then we have a column that just says what the year is. We start with year zero, and year zero they borrow $90,000. That's so it's a $90,000 mortgage. And I have these as years, not as months. If I really wanted to do a complete 30-year mortgage, I would have 360 months instead of 30 years. But now I only go up to 30 just to keep the spreadsheet a little shorter. So 30 annual payments instead of 360 monthly payments. If I were doing monthly payments, when I do the interest rate, let's say I was doing 5%, if it were monthly, I would say 0.05 divided by 12 to get a monthly interest rate. But I'm not going to do that. Right now I'm setting it to zero. again, I'll change it in a minute. So I'm going to use annual payments, so one payment per year instead of one payment per month. Okay, so the total debt is, that column is what would happen if you made no payment whatsoever, and you took out your $90,000 loan and let the interest accumulate year by year. So let me put in an actual interest rate, let's say 0.05, and you can watch that interest accumulate until after 30 years. If you hadn't made a single payment, you would owe almost $400,000, about $389,000 at the end of 30 years. Okay, and then I'm going to have two strategies. Let me get that back to zero for a second. Two strategies for paying off the mortgage. First, I call the savings strategy. There we take our payment and we put it into a savings account and we accumulate interest on the payment. Now, if there's zero interest, and we put $3,000 in a savings account for 30 years, we end up with $90,000. And in fact, what I did was I took that, what we end up with 30 years, I call that the end state. So the end state after 30 years of a zero interest debt of $90,000 is $90,000, and 30 years of zero interest making a $3,000 monthly payment is $90,000. Okay, and so this is one method of paying off the mortgage is to put money into a savings account until you have enough at the end to pay off the mortgage. So that's one strategy. And another strategy is to try to get the unpaid principal balance down to zero. And the unpaid principal balance it accumulates interest, but it is reduced by the annual payment. So we start out with the previous balance, we add interest, we subtract the payment, and so on. And we want to end up with an unpaid principal balance of zero. So if we have a $90,000 loan for 30 years with no interest, and we make a $3,000 payment, our savings at the end of 30 years will be $90,000. We can pay off the loan, and our unpaid principal balance zero. Okay, but what happens if there really is an interest rate? So we're going to put 0.05 in there. Okay, now as we pointed out before, the total debt accumulates to $388,000, but our saving doesn't catch up to it. and our unpaid principal balance is very high. And that's because $3,000 doesn't work as an annual payment because of the power of compound interest. The debt is very large to start with and accumulates interest right away, and our payments are kind of small, and so the unpaid principal balance just keeps going up, and the total accumulation in our savings is not enough to pay off the debt. So let's try something else for an annual payment. Let's take this $388,000 and divide it by 30, which would give us about $13,000. So let's try that. Make that as an annual payment. Okay, now our savings are way more than the debt because the power of compound interest is working for us. This $13,000 turns out to be way too much. We would end up with a negative, big negative unpaid principal balance. So let's try something a little smaller. Let's try $8,000. Okay, we still have an excess of savings and a negative unpaid principal balance, so we can try even lower than that. Let's try $4,500. Okay, now we have an excess unpaid principal balance, so we need to go higher. Let's try $6,000. Okay, now we're getting a little closer, but we've paid too much. Let's try something less. Let's try $5,500. Okay, now that we don't have enough saving, we have an excess principal balance, so we need to pay more. So let's try $5,750, since about halfway between $5,500 and $6,000. Okay, we still need to pay more. So let's try $5,900. Okay, now we can pay less. So let's try $5,850. Okay, we have just a slight unpaid principal balance. We need to pay a little more. Let's try $5,860. Now we've paid too much, so $5,855. Now we've paid just a little too much. Let's try $5,854. That's too little, so $5,854.50. Okay, and let's try $5,854.63, and that gives us, so finally, after going back and forth, we found the monthly payment that'll amortize the mortgage. And next time I'll talk about the formula for that month, finding that monthly payment, and after that we'll talk about the insights that I think we can get out of looking at this kind of amortization spreadsheet. And I encourage you to set up this kind of amortization spreadsheet.